Okay.
We are the Glamp Queens.
We're just two classic gals who enjoy spending time in nature while keeping the comforts of home.
Whether you're a pro, a total newbie, or just tagging along for the ride,
grab a glass of wine and join us by the campfire
as we explore the world of all things camping. Woohoo! It is the new year, y'all. We made it.
Holy smokes. Finally, 2021. We did it.
Yes. Though we did have some struggles, it wasn't all bad.
No, it certainly wasn't. And even though we did experience the loss of family members and we also went through layoffs, I would say there were some positive things that came out of 2020.
Agreed. We were very fortunate in so many ways this year. It actually made me kind of feel more thankful for things otherwise taken for granted. One amazing thing, of course, was this podcast.
Aw, we did create Glamp Queens back in April, right at the beginning of the pandemic. You could say it was our pandemic hobby. That we all, I'm sure everyone has at least one pandemic hobby.
Actually, yeah, probably.
This kept us busy during quarantine.
Yes, and I would say it made us stronger and really showed us how genuinely resilient we are. Whether that was learning how to perform your job in an unprecedented work environment,
or maintaining socially distant relationships with friends and family, or trying to work from home while raising little ones,
or even figuring out how to put up with your husband for 24/7. Mm-hmm. This pandemic really shifted our perspective and has really shown us how to treasure the good that's come from this year.
But seriously though, let's take a moment to just appreciate that we made it through what is probably the craziest year of the century. And as our first episode of 2021, we wanted to take a second to applaud you guys for sticking with us through this last year and being so supportive of this show. We couldn't have done it without you.
Yes, I agree. So in the spirit of New Year, let's talk about goals. So it's the new year, and even though our goals last year may have turned out a little different than we expected, this is a great time for a hard reset.
Oh, I for sure could absolutely use a reset, more like a reboot right now, personally.
Oh, girl, same. And there's actually some interesting predictions on how things will be different this year after the pandemic. Of course, gym options may still be limited in some areas, and my honeymoon plans to travel to France are seemingly impossible now. And depending on where you are, a lot of places are closed and gatherings are still discouraged.
An interesting start to a new year, for sure. But it's been incredible just to see how creative people really are. And more content such as home workout or classes are now available online. People have really been practicing their culinary skills by cooking from home more often than ever. Hello, I was right there with the whole bread making trend that happened during 2020. Little tip, don't try to make gluten-free bread. It doesn't work. Anybody who claims that they can make gluten-free bread, I don't believe you because I give up. It's gluten bread all the way.
Okay, yeah, you did make a lot of loaves.
The gluten-free was a fail, though. It was rock hard. Like, I threw it across the room because I was frustrated with my bread.
Oh, my gosh.
And it just, like, skidded across the ground.
Oh, no.
Like
oh,
a hockey
sounds,
puck.
It sounds like a brick.
It was awful.
Oh, no. Well, I will say, at least it was a good year for all the houseplant junkies out there. Booyah, I brought the outdoors in.
Oh my gosh, your houseplant count did increase significantly. This girl, you have a jungle in your apartment. And let's not forget the fact that camping also increased enormously in 2020, which is fantastic. Everyone is headed to the outdoors.
Oh my gosh, yes, that is awesome. So welcome all the new campers out there. I recently actually read an article predicting the biggest health trends of 2021, and it said that mental health was going to become more of a topic of conversation, which I'm actually really excited about because we really just need to talk more about mental health.
We really do, and it does. I'm so glad it's becoming more of a regular topic in our culture and just society because it's very important, you guys. And going off of that topic of mental health, we wanted to really use this first episode to help encourage our listeners as they head into the new year after a year like 2020. And I think if you're going to be feeling a little discouraged about the whole goal setting thing right now in particular, that's okay. In fact, I think a lot of people are feeling the same way right now.
Oh, yes. And speaking of goal setting, you do something a little different than most people's, like, goal setting routine.
I do, actually. And the idea came from my good friend, Johanna, if she's listening. Hey, girl.
Oh, hey.
You know Johanna.
Yes.
We go back. Johanna. She's great. And she gave me the idea, actually, of rather than choosing a New Year's resolution or, you know, goal setting, which I don't know for any of y'all, I always, you know, I'm really good for the first few months of the year, and then it kind of teeters off there a little bit. But rather than doing that, she chooses a single word for the year. And the first time I tried this was a few years ago, and my word was actually courage. Little did I realize that the year following would be one of the toughest years of my life, where so many changes and scary decisions had to be made.
Girl, I remember your courage year. Mm-hmm. Like, you called me daily.
It was a daily phone call with a BFF kind of year, you guys. Like, it was rough between a long-term relationship ending, quitting both of my jobs, and moving halfway across the country. My entire life did a 360, and that word courage would repeat in my head, and honestly, it helped me get through a lot. It was so helpful in facing the unknown that happened that year that I've continued to choose a single word rather than a goal every year since. And funny enough, my word for 2020 was health. I am not joking. My word was health. I was going to use 2020 to get in shape and look fabulous for my wedding coming up this year. At least that's what I thought my word health meant. Then COVID hit, and I realized that health was way more than just getting fit. Mm-hmm. It suddenly applied to every aspect of our lives and keeping ourselves healthy and safe from COVID, ensuring our family's health, making our holiday plans. I mean, everything. And also staying mentally healthy and keeping our relationships healthy. And I would even add financial health as well, with layoffs that we experienced, unknown work environments that we were going through. Mm-hmm. I mean, making sure we were staying healthy in our budgets. I mean, everything. It was kind of interesting how that turned out.
Well, I am honestly shocked. Like, I remember, I think you even told me that your word was health. And I was like, oh, good for you, girl. You get it. Yes. And so, like, it's just so crazy that that's the word that you ended up choosing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's a great idea, honestly, if you're not somebody who really is in tune with, like, oh, I'm going to get, you know, I'm going to set all of these goals and then do them and actually commit. I think choosing a word is honestly great. I probably need to set a word because my goals have been woohoo. And whatever word you choose for 21, one thing that I do hope you do is to continue to get outside. There are so many benefits to being outdoors.
Oh my gosh, so many. There's actually studies that have shown that spending time in nature can be beneficial, both physically and mentally.
So we're actually going to go over a few of these studies. Shout out to the researchers out there. Because there's a growing consensus that being outdoors has positive health benefits, such as lowering stress levels, improving symptoms of depression and cardiovascular disease. And many of this has to do with just simply eliminating the known health issues caused by being surrounded by city life and urban stresses. Getting outdoors can help focus and center your mind.
We even came across several studies that have shown the benefits of spending time in nature can have on children and adults who are diagnosed with ADHD. How great is that? I mean, these studies have shown that children with ADHD who spend regular time outdoors had an easier time concentrating and controlling their impulsivity.
And another study even showed that being in nature reduces feelings of isolation, promoted being just calm, and lifted the mood. And I feel like that's so true. Anytime we've spent even a few hours outside, I always feel way more positive about life.
Absolutely. And reducing the feeling of isolation is certainly something that we could all use a little dose of right now. One of the more interesting concepts we did come across while falling down our little rabbit hole of research was forest bathing. And no, I'm not talking about just rolling around in a pile of leaves.
Although I would definitely argue my mood would be totally lifted by just jumping in a pile of leaves.
Same, but it's also, but there's a little bit more to it than just rolling around in leaves. There's an actual practice to it. It's also known as forest therapy or nature therapy. And the term forest bathing was first coined in the 1980s by the Japanese medical doctor Ching Li. After 25 years of research, he published a book, and his book, you can also find the link to it in our show notes if you want to read it. The benefits he found were both physiological and neurophysiological as a result of nature therapy.
This concept, though, that nature has healing properties has been around pretty much forever and can even be dated back to at least the 6th century BCE.
In addition to the earlier mentioned benefits such as decreasing blood pressure and improving the immune system, they found that it can also improve the sleep cycle and reduce aggression. The article claimed that nature therapy can help with general medical recovery, pain reduction, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, dementia, obesity, and vitamin D deficiencies.
Girl, that is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Nature cures. But I think it's pretty clear to say that there's some major benefits going outdoors and spending time outdoors. But even just listening to the leaves rustling, the rain falling on the roof, you know, playing sounds of waterfalls, and even, of course, sitting next to a campfire can probably just relieve most of life's tensions.
I will also say, particularly during quarantine and working from home, anytime we spend just even 30 minutes outside going for a walk, I feel not only like was I able to focus better, but it actually helped my relationships for some reason. I just found that if I made sure to just get outside, even if it's cold, bundle up and just step outside for a moment, we just got along better. I don't really know how to explain it, but it really did make a difference.
Girl, I completely agree with that, because when Robert and I were at home, like, we were surrounded by technology, computers, TVs, like, I mean, whatever you want to call it, like, podcasts. I mean, we had it all going on. So we took about 30 minutes a day. Also kind of like what you did, but we had a bench sitting outdoors of our apartment, and we just went outside at like 5 o'clock every day and like sat down outdoors just to read a book with no TV on, no nothing.
That's
on.
Wonderful.
Girl, it was like that completely like re-energized me, because I felt like even though like he was furloughed and I still had to work, but I was working from home, and let me tell you, I don't know, I got more and more stuff than even before, and I just felt like it was just all on me. So I'm going way off, but here.
No, and I remember seeing y'all on your little bench with your books, both of you. It was very cute. I was like, oh, I see you as an old couple already. This could be wonderful. But it was so nice, though. I kind of was like, oh, I want a bench that I can just sit on and read a book every day. It's so nice.
Yeah, well, and I think that it really brought us back together, because there were so many times where we felt disconnected. You know, we go to work, come home, cook dinner, plan for the next day. So we just reconnect by getting outdoors. There never seems to be enough quality time to really connect, you know, during that day-to-day mm-hmm. busy lifestyle. So I think it really happens to a lot of us. You know, feeling disconnected, especially since we're not able to connect the way we used to.
Absolutely. That right there is a huge part of why we actually started this podcast. We wanted to really immerse ourselves in the camping world, because it's had such a positive impact on us, both physically, in our relationships, and also mentally, I would say probably more than anything, it really has. And that's really, I think, part of our goal for the podcast, is that we want to continue to use this as a way to bring the benefits that we've had from spending time in nature to all of our listeners.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, even though, like, I know my goals for 2020 were pretty much tossed out the window.
Right there at the beginning.
you know, we did start this together, and I think that that's really good. And I think in this new year, 2021, you know, I want to try something new.
Yeah.
You know, I already love to camp and hike, and of course, you know, loved going to state and national parks. But it would be really cool to, like, try something new, like paddle boarding or get into, like, biking. Actually, a real big goal of mine, I'm trying to get Sarah to join me in this, but we need to join a hiking group and do, like,
yes.
lady hiking trips.
I would
like, that'd be so fun.
That. And those goals are great. And like I mentioned earlier, I do always choose a single word for the year rather than coming up with goals. I'm always a little hesitant to set goals personally because I feel like I get discouraged in them. I don't know why I do, because if they don't happen, I'm like, ah, I'm so frustrated. So I do like choosing a word. So my word for the year is prosperity, because I want to focus on taking a lot of different aspects in my life, both my career, finances, relationship, my health in particular, to the next level, rather than just like, you know, being, you know, somewhat, you know, healthy but not fit, or like, you know, my finances are okay but not, you know, want to take it to the next level. And you know, one of them is from getting married this year, so that's taking the relationship to the next level.
That's a next level.
But you know, a lot of different aspects, a lot of, you know, even in particularly in my career, in just finding, you know, rather than just making ends meet, really looking into where am I driving the career and the podcast, and just using this year as to focus on that prosperity rather than just survival.
Oh, I absolutely love that. Go girl. I love that.
What about you?
Well, so I've never really chosen a word before, but I thought, since, you know, we were talking about goals and I kind of came up with a little something, something.
Okay. Join me. Join me in this.
So I'm going to give it a whirl. So I'm either going to choose, and I haven't quite narrowed it down quite yet. So I'm either going to choose diversify or challenge.
Okay.
So because I want to grow and I want to branch out in my outdoors activities and learn new things, you know, I'm so stuck in that mentality of like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, so I'm kind of wanting to get a little bit out of my comfort zone, try something new, and just really like push myself.
I love that.
To just do something different.
Yeah, be uncomfortable. I mean, that's
well, I mean, that's kind of what 2020, and well, that's kind of what 2020 like forced me to do. So I was like, well, actually, why don't I just continue that, but, you know, make it a goal. No, I don't want to be forced into it again, but
choosing how to be uncomfortable.
I would like to choose how to be uncomfortable. And I think that would be really good. So I think that's going to be my word for this year.
I love it. And for all of our listeners out there, if you want to try out this choosing one word for the year, write to us, send us a message on social media, contact us through our website, and let us know what your word is for 2021. Or honestly, if you just have very specific goals in terms of, you know, what you want to do with camping or nature, write to us as well. We want to hear from you guys so bad. Yes. Write to us.
Yes, and actually, like, we're really good accountability buddies. So if you're
also
like
great hype girls, I feel like we got the hype girl industry like under lock. Like, you need a hype girl? We got you.
Yeah, so if you're like, oh, yeah, I want to do, like, camping more, blah, blah, blah. If you tell us, girl, we're going to check in on you. We're going to be like, hey, how's this going? What's, you know, what are you doing? Where
Should
are you going?
Should we break out the pom-poms?
Yeah.
The camping pom-poms?
Yeah. Ooh, camping. Can we get those?
What color would they even be?
Oh, lime green. Duh.
I'm thinking more like forest green. I mean, camping. Foresty green?
No, lime green.
Oh, lime green.
Lime green. We need lime. Like something poppy.
It's not really nature-y looking, but I guess we can call it.
Well, palm trees are lime green. Okay. Palm trees. Okay. Okay, right.
We may have got a little overboard with the camping pom-poms. We'll work on that one.
Yeah, we'll work on that. But to recap, whether you're going outside for a 20-minute walk or buying all the house plants, because let's be real, that's what...
I almost bought more plants yesterday. Oh, I'm not going to lie. I was in Home Depot. They were having a sale on house plants.
Oh, no. That's where they get you.
And they had them all right there at the front entrance.
Oh, before you even walk through
the... Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to get me some duct tape. That's what I'm here for. And then it was like, oh... Well,
I'm going to also walk out with five
really
succulents. And
they had elephant ear plants.
Ooh. Mm. Oh, I love those. Okay. So, whether you're doing, like, buying all those house plants, trying a new outdoor sport, climbing a mountain, you know, visiting a new national park, we just want to empower you to try to do that new thing that you've always wanted to try, learn that new skill you've never had an excuse to learn, or explore new places because everything else is closed. So now is the perfect time.
Absolutely. Oh, and I did just think of one specific actual goal that I do have.
Ooh.
Is going, and I think it's very achievable actually, is going to at least 5 national parks this year. And it's kind of cheating because for my honeymoon, we're wanting to go to 3 national parks. So it only leaves 2 other ones.
Okay. Okay. Do you have... So where are you thinking for your actual honeymoon?
Well, we're going... The plan is to go up to, like Portland area, okay. Go by Olympus National Park, and then drive down the Crater Island, Redwood Forest. That's probably the only ones we'll hit up. I don't know, though. This is still a few months away, so I don't know if we'll hit all of them, but I feel like 5 is doable.
You got this.
I think 5 is doable for 1 year.
I love it.
Yeah. And y'all, the universe, it's begging for change. Change in our society, in our government, in our careers, and in our relationships, and also in particularly in ourselves.
Yes, we want to empower you for this new year.
It really was a year for change. There were so many forced changes, I would say it was forced. Changes in our career, changes in the government, changes in our society. And I think that it really shows that the universe is begging for that change. They want that. It wants that change to happen. And I think we can definitely really empower ourselves to change in the ways that we are wanting to change, as, you know, in all of those aspects. Yeah. If you are somebody who's interested in the social issues that we're dealing with right now, maybe that's your goal for the year.
Be a positive force of change. And so we just really want to empower you for this new year.
Absolutely. And empower, honestly, would be a great word for 2021.
Yes, I agree. Empower would be a great, great word, y'all. But last but not least, we have one more thing.
Gear check! So today's gear of choice is a little different. It's definitely more of a glamping than camping item. It's the Write in the Rain Weatherproof Field Notebook. If you love writing or journaling like me, then you'll love this little book. The pages and cover are waterproof, which is great when camping and backpacking for those, you know, unexpected rain showers or spills. It's also small and lightweight, which makes it easy for packing away.
Yeah, and they also have an option for a waterproof pen, which is genius. So you can still write on the pages even when they're wet, which is pretty cool. But don't worry, you can also still use like a regular pen or pencil whenever the book is dry.
I will say, I got this book for my sister, Lauren. Y'all may have met her. She's been on the podcast before. I got this for her birthday, and I opened it up before I gave it to her to look at it because I was curious. She was kind of my guinea pig, if I'm being honest. I wanted to see how it was. And then I gave it to her. I immediately regretted not buying myself one because I was like, this is a really cool waterproof notebook that I really want to use now. So I'm going to be ordering myself one pretty soon.
Well, and you journal so much. It's like, really literally, cool. Like every birthday that Sarah has, I'm like, oh, what am I going to get Sarah? Well, you know what? I can get her this and I can get her that, but let me just throw in a journal just because. And she's like, yeah, it's always a safe choice. And then always she just runs out of journals all the time because she's always using them so much.
Pretty fast. The waterproof one is super cool, and my sister did like it a lot. She said it worked great when she was backpacking, so check it out.
Fantastic. Yes, check it out. So, I think let's just wrap this up.
Let's wrap it up. Let's go outside.
Ooh, yes.
I want to go outside. It's beautiful today.
Okay, done. Let's do it.
Let's go for a walk. Bye.